insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
أرأيت من اتخذ إلهه هواه أفأنت تكون عليه وكيلا
Have you seen the one who takes as his God his own desire? Then would you be responsible for him?
Brothers and sisters, we have discussed throughout the previous episodes about the 43rd verse of this chapter. أرأيت من اتخذ إلهه هواه أَفَأَنْتَ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِ وَكِيلًا Have you seen him who takes his low desires for his God? Would you then be a guardian over him? In this regard, this was one of the most fundamental verses in this chapter so far, since it mentioned the root of all evil, the root of all idol worshipping, which is following low desires. In the previous verses, we read about the different pretext seeking of the unbelievers, the people at the time of the Prophet, and the people of the Prophets before the Prophet of Islam. They all denied the messengers, they denied the messengership of their lords. In one of the previous verses, in this chapter, we read that the reason was that they did not want to be raised again. بَلْكَانُوا لَا يَرْجُونَ نُشُورًا And in this verse, it is said that the main root of all idol worshipping and evil is doing low desires. Up to now, we have concluded that there are various instincts and desires in our bodies, and the point is to control them. If they take us under their control, it is then called worshipping low desires. This is the more dangerous than all kinds of idol worshipping. This is the root, this is the beginning. And we have experienced, we have seen in our lives what following low desires can do. If you forget about yourself, if you let low desires control you for even a minute, you will sometimes experience the consequences a lifetime.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنوبه حجا متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
In this current age, and also in the past ages both, we have seen people who slaughtered thousands, even millions of people out of their own low desires. And their shameful names, of course, will be remembered up to the end of the world. There is no exception to this principle. Even scientists, even the famous worshippers of Allah, as Bal'am Ba'ura, who were stripped out of humane magnificence because of following low desires, and the Holy Quran says about them, they are like a dog which pants in any case. In chapter A'raf, we read in the Holy Quran, مَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ إِن تَهْمِلْ عَلَيْهِ يَلْهَثْ أَوْ تَتْرُكْهُ يَلْهَثْ ذَلِكَ مَثَلُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. This is the example of the nation who refused our signs. And the reason they did so was following their low desires. So it is not surprising that the Prophet ﷺ, the Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, have both said, the most perilous precipice which is on the way of your happiness is worshipping low desires, is worshipping your ambitions. Because following low desires prevents you from the truth, and ambitions make man forget hereafter. What are said in narrations, what are mentioned in verses about not praying, about not obeying the Lord, is because of paying too much attention to low desires. This shows the importance of this issue in the viewpoint of Islam, so far that it considers being in awe of Allah and standing against low desires as the key of paradise. The Holy Quran has said, but as for him who feared to stand before his Lord and restrained his soul from lust, verily the garden will be his abode. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. Verily, the garden will be his abode. The commander of the believers, Imam Ali alayhi salam, says, the bravest man is the one who overcomes his wishes. There are many stories mentioned about the spiritual state of some great men, about the friends of Allah, who because of abandoning low desires achieved spiritually high ranks that cannot be achieved by usual ways. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program as well. In these episodes, I took great help and benefit from the article named as Enlightening Commentary into the Light of the Holy Quran, available at al-islam.org. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, worry ends when faith begins.